firing the pistol. He's got West behind him. He brings Barnage into the pistol with him. On first and goal, play action fake. He throws. Touchdown, Miles Austin. He beat Patrick Robinson, who's not off to a good start today.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's new and it's free. It's Dog Pound Drive, the Cleveland Browns fan pregame. Don't miss live music, food trucks, and a beer garden, and more. It's all happening next to First Energy Stadium, starting 3 hours before every home kickoff. Don't miss the next Dog Pound Drive pregame before the Browns and Ravens. The pregame starts at 10 a.m. on the south side of First Energy Stadium with music from DJ Stepfloss and the Moxies. Dog Pound Drive 1-0 thus far in the National Football League regular season. So that's good. That's good. I like beer gardens. I got no problem with
undefeated
that.
Undefeated is good.
Yeah, undefeated. Anything is good. And so far, the new look First Energy Stadium is undefeated. Brian Hoyer, undefeated at First Energy Stadium as well. That is awesome, and it's good to hear. Let's go now to Brennan on the phone. Brennan, welcome to CBD.
Hello. Hello, how y'all doing today?
We're doing well. Good.
Hey, we're happy Victory Monday to y'all. Browns Nation, stand up. But I just want to say that I think everybody should be optimistic, extremely optimistic, because of the offense. Without Jordan Cameron, without Ben Tate, without Josh Gordon, like, the offense is going to grow. You can see it's going to grow. Brian Hoyer will be more efficient. He's completing 50% of his passes in two games. I think everybody should be ready and making a playoff push, baby.
There you go. I like it. A lot of optimism. And as you know, you look at the schedule, there was the concern about, you know, if things didn't get off to a good start, that just the momentum, the toll it would take. Well, now you've at least won one. You have an opportunity to go 2-1 after the first three. And if you do that, that is going to put the entire NFL on notice. It's going to put everybody on notice that the Browns are going 2-1 after what was considered to be a very tough start to this season. And we're one play away from being potentially 3-0 if they can beat the Ravens. Even if they don't, going 1-2 certainly was a start that you can live with and you can build upon for this team. So getting that one win, the first one, it's always hard to get the first one. To get that one, I thought was big.
Well, also, too, I mean, two points is one, you want to have one win going into your bye this early in the season. I think it's the first series of byes for any football team, so we have it week four. The great thing about it is taking 2-1 into that bye, and then also two is allowing guys like Jordan Cameron and Ben Tate that extra week of recovery to not feel like they're pressed to get right back into action. And also too, now the fact that we've been able to dig deep into our roster, force a workload onto two young backs, and it was Isaiah Crowell and Terrence West, and have a guy like Gary Barnage who stepped up time and time again today, not only as a pass catcher, but as an end man on the line, you know, opening some of those holes for those young running backs. We've been able to dig deep. I think we've learned a lot about this football team in 2 weeks, which has been hard to say in past years.
And I think it says a lot about the coaches when the next man up actually steps up and plays at a level where you don't even know that you're missing somebody. And I thought Gary Barnage, an unsung hero in this game, that catch with Jerry's bird draped all over him on 4th-and-7 after a great throw from Brian Hoyer, massive. These rookie running backs, I won't stop talking about them. I can't talk about these two guys enough. Isaiah Crowell and Terrence West. We heard Terrence West's stat earlier. First running back in the NFL with at least 90 total yards in each of his first two games since Chris Johnson and Matt Forte did it as rookies back in 2008. He is averaging 4.8 yards per carry on the season. He's got 168 yards rushing. Isaiah Crowell has 86 yards and two touchdowns already. He's averaging 5.4 yards per carry on this year. And in fact, no running back in the NFL has a higher percentage of his carries go for more than 15 yards than Crow right now. Call, call, call. Give him the ball.
Give him the ball.
We don't have enough balls. That's the problem. We need to split in half so we have balls for West, balls for Crowell. And Ben Tate, by the way, all he did was average nearly 7 yards a carry in his first start in the one half against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So a team that can run the football. And I threw this out there. Here's my final thought. They have an opportunity to be, and yes, somebody point out, Hoyer is not undefeated at First Energy because he was here with the Steelers 1 year. As a member of the Browns, I'm sorry. I'm only worried about the Browns. I'm not worried about what the Steelers did here. But this team, and Pro Football Focus right now, has the Browns graded as the number one overall offense in their grading system, and it's not even close. The Browns have a plus 19 grade after the first two games. 15 of that 19 comes from pass blocking and run blocking.
Gotta love that.
So it's that, and they have the highest graded line, period, thus far. This is a team, and to be able to know that you're running a new offensive scheme, to know that you're bringing in a rookie in Joel Bitonio, you've got the two Pro Bowlers. A lot of people said, well, last year, if this line's so good, you know, these guys are so good, two Pro Bowlers, how come they couldn't run the ball? Well, a lot of it has to do with scheme. This style and scheme clearly fits the talent that you have here, and the Browns are the best run-blocking unit right now in the NFL. Andy Muller and George have done a great job with that group. And it's been a pleasure to watch because the Browns have an identity. You miss Ben Tate, and all of a sudden you have two guys. You know, Terrence West was a third-round pick, was very successful at Towson. People expected big things out of him. Isaiah Crowell, an undrafted free agent who comes in, all the talent in the world, had some off-field issues. These guys are seizing their opportunity, and this is a Browns team right now that is imposing its will on other teams offensively, and that is something that probably hasn't happened since the days of Biner and Mack here in Cleveland.
You're so right, and I think, you know, for me personally, it's a testament, again, as I said multiple times today in this two-hour show, is to Ray Farmer to go get those guys, for Mike Pettine to get his staff together and implement this plan and have them bought in so quickly after there's been so much turnover here in years past that they're all bought in. And we are seeing that plan come to fruition in those 60 minutes, you know, on the football field, offensive, you know, playing complementary football. I am excited about this future. And I'm sure after this win, a lot of people can be excited, but this town gets excited very, very quickly and let down so frequently. But I think for the first time, because of everything that you just said, the stats are backing themselves up. We have a foundation. We have a great leader, and we have a foundation of a core in our run game, in our offensive line that they can protect. We have young talent that is only going to grow, that the future for this football team, and that's very short-term future. This isn't next. We're not building for next year. We're going to win. We're winning now. We should be 2-0, you know, because of a misstep in the first half, and we beat a very good football team in the New Orleans
Saints.
That
needed to win. That was there wanting to win, that had to win on the road against the Browns. They could not do it. It's an exciting time right now. I think the direction under Mike Pettine and Ray Farmer has been established, and now you're seeing it. We're going to be a tough team. They're going to run the football. They're going to play defense, and that's what the Browns are doing thus far. Shaky start in the first half, but over the last six quarters, you've got to be very, very impressed with what this Browns team has done offensively, putting up 50 points and giving up basically now 27. They're over the last six quarters. They're plus 23 against the Steelers and the Saints. That's something that this team could build on, something that teams around the league will take notice of. And your performance, you the fans, the Dog Pound at First Energy Stadium, is something other teams are going to take notice of. The Ravens, I'm sure, notice they are going to have to bring their lunch pails and go to work when they come to take on the Browns this Sunday. Thank you very much to everybody who joined us. Kevin Jones, Jim Donovan, all of the great callers, our producer Emmett Golden, to Matt Wilhelm. Great working with you today,
thank you, brother,
man.
You too.
We will do it again tomorrow.